Blog Talk Radio.
Representing their moms, blessing them. They take one day out of the year and at least try to do a little something. But tonight we're going to have on our show a grand time here with our co-host, Minister D. What's up, Minister D?
Yes. First of all, got to send a shout out. The happy Mother's Day to all mothers. Even to the mother figures who didn't have children of their own, some that their mother figures. So happy Mother's Day. You know, all the restaurants were full today. You know, you saw everybody out on the street, you know, buying gift baskets at the last minute, you know.
Okay.
Even me, I was out there at the last minute trying to get my mama a nice dress.
That's not
so, you know. Now, having said all of that, Father's Day is next month.
Oh, yeah,
Let's go out with this same zeal and appreciate the Father. Don't just go buy him a pair of socks and a tie and a bucket of chicken and say Happy Father's Day.
You know, they do fathers wrong sometimes. Father get the tail end of the basket.
Father get no love. Hey, Daddy, he's going
high. You know you're all right. You're all right with me, Pops. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, mothers, they get roses and flowers and all those things. But, you know, now, not all mothers now. Let me just talk about my day. I went to church. I had a wonderful time with my two daughters. For some reason, my son was missing in action. I just don't understand that. And his excuse was, I overslept. Wow.
Well, look, that means
so
you got to make
he's calling because it's time to for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You got to eat, Mom. Yeah. Okay. That's how they do you, you see.
But for all the
mothers that were treated right today, and was blessed today. Praise you. Praise the Lord for you. I tell you, today we're going to have gospel recording artist Ron Antoney. He's going to come on and bless us with one of his singles off of his new CD. And we have various artists. Ron Antoney.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay. Yeah, he's going to come. You know, he's also an activist, you know, with civil rights also. So he's going to be talking a little something. And we're going to give an ear to hear. So y'all sit back and tune in. And just a reminder to those that's tuning in, and maybe this may be your first time, I would like to remind all the listeners that this program is set to promote the independent gospel artists from all over the nation, because it's time for a new flavor in gospel music, and there are some artists out there that will really make the majors stand up and take a notice. They need to be heard, majors. So all you independent gospel singers and artists, please send in your MP3s and your bios and pictures to Globemusic, G-L-O-B-E-E, music, at gmail.com. Because if it's been made, then it will get played on this station, Glorious Gospel Vibes.
Look at you. I like that one. If it's been made, it'll get played.
It's going to get played. What you say? And more than once, okay? Especially if
see,
I
look,
like it.
See, it's the way you relay it. See, it's not, it's going to get played.
Let me let my listeners know. I'm come from the country, Cleveland, Ohio. That's country. We in the backwoods country, okay? By way of Palm Beach, Florida. So I got a little country up in me now. You ain't gonna hear it. You know, gonna be a lot of Ebonics going on. What they call Ebonics?
Ebonics.
As long as you can understand me, I appreciate you giving an ear to hear because I'm not a proper trucking person.
So you might not know.
Mr. D talks proper. I can't do it.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. I understand. Look, I can understand. You know, ebonically speaking myself, you know, I'm, you know, I'm a little lack in the speech department myself, but God bless anyhow.
That's anyhow. Anyhow.
Yeah.
See, anyhow. See, I got a book coming out called, Ebonics Can't Touch This Book, because I got all the slang phrases and everything. So, everybody going to be able to speak my language, okay? If you're not already speaking my language.
All right, then. I ain't mad at you. Let's do it.
I have a little quote from an author, Charles Swindle, Living Beyond Motherhood. And I would like to read The Grind of Motherhood to you all right quick because it's Mother's Day. And just to get a flavor of what Mother's Day is pertaining to and the great mothers of this world, I would like to bring this forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope everybody give an ear to hear, okay? And this is without taking away from the joys and rewards and those extra special moments of motherhood. The daily task of that assignment might be grinding. Washing mounds of laundry, ironing, folding, cleaning, shopping, cooking, carpooling, being a referee, a coach, an encourager, a counselor, a cop, staying pretty, remaining tactful, lovable, compassionate, cheerful, responsible, balanced, and sane. All have a way of making today's mothers feel strung out and spent, and it is all daily, so relentlessly repetitious. But there is so much to know as well as to learn about this matter of being a good mother. It doesn't simply just happen once you have a child. It's absurd to think that giving birth automatically makes you a good mother, as it is to think that having a piano automatically makes you a good musician. There's an enormous amount of work to it, more than most will ever realize, certainly more than most husbands will ever realize. Among the eloquent sayings of Scripture is a most outstanding treatise on the mother's role. It is both profound and practical, full of wise counsel and strong encouragement. Everyone who reads this or hear this Scripture today, God believes in the woman who gives her home the priority it deserves. God's affirming respect introduces the woman as an excellent wife. She is rare, for he asks, who can find one with such magnificent qualities? And in case you wonder, if you are valued in God's eyes, just ponder the statement, for her worth is far above jewels. Blessed be the mothers of this wonderful world, of this wonderful earth, for motherhood is a glory, not a grind. And I say that is my expertise of motherhood. And what you think about that?
Well, all you need to do is pass the offering plate.
what you think about that. Well, one thing I know, even though my mom, and I would like to shout out going to my mother, Virginia Ann Johnson Everett. She's already homebound in heaven with the Lord. And even though she's gone, I still, God is with me now as my mom because he was the one that first loved me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And yes, I want to sing, I want to put a song on that I wrote called He First Loved Me. Me. Yes, sir, and you. If you don't have a mother today, if she's already gone on home with the Lord, feel free to be blessed. Because I tell you, God, is if he's with you, you believe he's with you, then there is none other that can be better than our Lord and our God.
I was told he was a mother to the motherless. Amen.
And a father to the fatherless. And mm-hmm. I had to stand on that word when my mom left me. But I tell you, I am so grateful to know him because he has taken all that grieving and all that sorrow away. And I am just in the joy of the Lord right now. So here's a song called He First Loved Me by Globy Pope.
On you all the time.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me shall bless and praise his holy name. He first loved me. Oh, Lord, every time I hear that. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I praise you. Okay, we got Ron Antoney. Ron Antoney is in the studio. And I want to tell you all a little bit about Ron. Mr. D, you had anything you wanted to say?
I was just saying he first loved me. His unconditional love.
I know you're right, and I know you're right. Hey.
In spite of.
Let us talk about Mr. Ron Antoney. Ron Antoney, also known as Ronald Hatcher, lived down in Jupiter, Florida, for what I understand. Ron was he was one of the four children of Albert Hatcher Sr. and Johnny May Hogg Hatcher. And Ron started playing the Shakers in his family gospel group called the Family Voices. He traveled with his family as they did a lot of functions in Florida. When he reached the age of 12, he was hit with a kidney disease that caused him to swell with over 150 pounds of fluid. And he experienced a lot of miracles from whom we all know as God. God has always been inspirational in Ron's life. And when he heard his family sing, he realized that he can do it too. So his brothers, Albert Hatcher Sr., would sneak him into the club so that he could sing in the talent shows, winning them all. In order for him to get in, he would put on some dress clothes and shoes to make him look older. And at the age of 15 is when Ron found out that singing was his passion. He was introduced to Damon Ware, which was a label owner in the Palm Beach area. And Mr. Ware showed Ron how to distribute his music, market, and handle the paperwork. Give Your Love to Me was number one on the dance charts. And he did another song with Cooley called I'm Leaving You. He also started, as he moved on and moved to Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm kind of just kind of skipping over. He's going to give you a little more of a biography of himself, but I'm just kind of giving you a little bit about him. He started with ETOM Radio Media as a host, radio host. He became part owner of this company with CEO Carla Simpson. EOTM has marked Ron's material from the beginning, and EOTM was first to break the story about his son, Aaron Hatcher. They have been there to help him in the time of his tragic situation, to keep him alive when he wanted to die musically. Ron has done a host of commercials, videos, host shows, radio programs, and now he has his own hit YouTube show called the Ron Antoney Late Night Talk Show. This show is exposing cover-ups and things that are not going right in the world. This show turns on the light in dark situations. EOTM has been inspirational in all that Ron has done since connecting with them. He has joined as a volunteer with the New Order National Human Rights Organization, where the co-host and CEO, Gerald E. Rose, is on his show. This year he has been a blessing for Ron's music career, and he is now signed with Wolf Entertainment. Helmet Wolf is a blessing to him. And Wolf released a single called Give Me Tonight, which was produced by Diddy's producer, Rico De La Vega. Ron is working with Paul Pato, Blue Wolf, on his new CD, and Paul is a blessing to work with him. Ron has completed several songs with Paul. He is going back to dance, trance, R&B. So get ready for some beautiful music. Wolf Entertainment has kept his mind at work in spite of the case with his son's death, his story, and all. My Story is the title of inspirational CD he has released. More of the Rock Motivational Center has been his backbone of his spirituality. And we would like for Ron to come in. Ron, are you in the studio?
Yes, 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 in the studio.
You're in the studio.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm in Florida with my mom for Mother's Day.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh,
you forgot to mention one person.
I don't know. I'm on the working
Luella.
Week.
Luella. You forgot Luella, Sugar.
I forgot Mother Luella. Well, so you can handle that.
Yeah.
You tell them who is Mother Luella is.
Ronald,
you know, Ronald Antoinette also has a character called Mother Luella, and I'm quite sure a lot of you know about Mother Luella because I knew about Mother Luella before I even knew who Ron was.
But yeah, I might know Miss Luella. Who is Miss Luella?
You didn't know Mother Luella? You heard Mother Luella.
You all remember I was on that show about 2 weeks ago, Sugar? Yeah, y'all had me on it. You just took over the show.
2 months ago.
Miss Luella. How you been doing, Miss Luella?
I've been doing good, baby. I've been sitting up here out here with my grandson and his mama, Joni Mae. Y'all know Joni Mae?
So, Miss Luella, you've been taking care of that arthritis. That arthritis been giving you no trouble lately.
Lord, it's been hurting me so bad. I had to get me some aspirin. Child, it still hurt. I took the whole bottle.
Ooh, Lord.
Don't OD.
I went to the doctor last week. The doctor told me I had gout. I didn't know what it was. I had gout.
God, when you said that, honey, I had an ouch right there with the gout, sugar. God, I've been bothering that too, baby.
Doesn't set up in my toes, ain't going nowhere.
But for real,
you know,
it's been a blessing. I've been down here with my mom and yeah, Globy, you was talking about the kidney disease. A lot of people, some people don't know, but I was stricken with that, and it caused me to swell up with over 150 pounds of fluid, 800 cholesterol.
Mm.
Oh my God. Yes, 800, and I was going through
that. You
said
that was at the age of 12. You said,
yeah.
You reached at the age of 12, and how old are you now? I mean, I know I want to put your business out there, but
no, I'm proud of my age.
You just
want
to show how good God is.
I am 4'5".
45.
And I asked God to give me my youth back, I'm telling you, I'm not bragging, but a lot of people, they don't even know it. But this old body been through a lot, and I asked God to give me my youth back because I missed so much in life, you know.
Right,
and
right.
That's why I'm so glad I'm with the international label because the people here in the States, they tend to think just because you're over 40, you can't do anything.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
I know that's,
see,
that's
you know, I can amen to that. You know, I know.
And you know, it's been a blessing, you know, and even with my son's situation, all of that, you know, it seemed like my entire life has just been just miracles. I won't say any bad stuff because I thank God I went through the kidney disease. I thank God I went through the kidney disease, the lung collapse, the fluid in my lungs, the heart attack, the open heart surgery, all of that was a blessing. Because I'm able to let people know that he's still doing healing.
God is able. That's right. That's right.
The blessing in the whole thing is when you make it through trials like that, you can't give anybody else but God the credit for it. You can't give yourself credit for it. You can't give the doctor's credit for it because each situation, if you think about it, you can think of where that exact thing that you had happened to you have taken many other people out.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Globy knew, but my lungs, I had an aneurysm too growing up. It's just been things just trying to take me out and I keep coming back.
He ain't got no power. You got Jehovah Rapha. I don't know he ain't got no power, especially when you know and you believe and you know a healing is in you.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
It's like God himself was saying, I can't bring him here yet. I got too many things for him to do.
For him to do.
Yeah.
And he doing them. And he is doing them. He's standing up for a son that they abused. And we would like to let the people know what's going on with the Aaron Hatcher Foundation.
Yeah.
Let them know, Ron.
Yes, it with my son, he was given, you know, the school board allegedly, I have to say that now, we got a teacher indicted. He was allegedly abused by the Fulton County School Board for about 6 years, him and some other kids, and then he was abused again, allegedly, by another teacher. And when that happened, he died from it. And so I didn't find out, you know, we didn't find out until the second abuse. And so now we've been with the Fulton County DA, and I can say this, I still do not know why the other teacher is still teaching. I don't know. I don't understand it, but what I do understand is that they preached today that I told my testimony, and they told me that I was walking in the chapter where God is talking about love. Because even though my family, we all been through this, I still can say I have love for those teachers. I mean, I don't want to I've heard a lot of people say they want to kill them and all of this kind of stuff. But if you have the power of God, you can't think like that. I mean,
No, you can't think like that. No,
I understand. And even in that part, it says that you don't rejoice in their injustice. And I don't rejoice in that, because the minute when Melanie Pickens, people are going to think I'm crazy, but the minute they said she was indicted, I cried. And, I mean, I really did. And, you know, it wasn't, I mean, I hate to see that she has to go through this, but what she did, and it's just what you do on this earth is going to come back to you. And so she's just really paying her debts now. And what happened?
Okay. Well, see.
But I know a lot of people live and don't understand.
Glory,
but yes, he gets the glory.
Yeah, because everything, every step that you're making towards her being indicted or whatever is going to the outcome of it all. And if you believe that God can do this, then it can be done. He shall and will get the glory out of it. And it's going to be a timing thing. It's like timing. Everything has to be revealed in a certain time, so that, you know, the people can see what went on and what's going on and what the outcome can be if something like that ever happens again. So he will get the glory.
I would like to say Alfred Charles, if you all can go online, the Alfred Charles, they have a foundation where they actually Facebooked me and asked me if they could use their school and change the name to the Aaron Hatcher Children's Home, and they're doing that in Uganda. Yeah.
Wow. You know what? I did see that, too. I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw it. Because I was like, wow, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people was touched by this story. It's a big story, you know. And a lot of people were touched by it.
In situations like that, you have to, I heard one preacher say, you know, there's going to be a lot of hurts involved. Because you have to have a strong relationship with Jesus, because that way you can take your hurts to him. Because if you hold it, you're going to hurt somebody.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. You're right.
Yes. And, you know, and it's strange that how today is Mother's Day, and then there's some mothers out there that has this child has gone on. And they're thinking about their child that's gone. Just, you know, and that Mother's Day to them, they think on those things, and it could bring sadness to their heart. So just as mothers that's gone on, it's children that's gone on.
Right.
So that's,
Ron, we would like to hear your song, Hold On, because I think that was an inspiration through it all, wasn't it?
Yes. I wrote that in the midst of it all.
Isn't that something? Well, we're going to let the listeners listen to that. Hold on. And I'm holding on too, honey. We all holding on.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ron Anthony. Hold on.
You feel like you want to give find joy if you reach for the Lord and hold on. Trials make you stronger. Hold on. It won't last for long. Hold on. It's almost gone. You can make it if you just hold on.
God's unchanging hand. That's an awesome song.
Beautiful.
You know, I'm telling you, let me tell you something. Ron has been an encouragement to me ever since me and him hooked up together. I'm telling you, he's always encouraging me, and that song brought it all back when I was listening to it, because sometimes, you know, we all get down sometimes, especially in this industry, music
right.
industry. Gospel music is a very challenging genre. And I tell you, when things get down, I mean, he always lifts me up and just let me know, you know, he sees things that maybe I don't see because of my mind clogged with all kind of other worries. And we shouldn't be worrying, but it happens because I'm human. So I just want to say thank you for being an uplifter and an encourager. And that song is definitely just what that is.
Yes, I'm so glad I wrote it at the time, and it was actually God writing it, because it was actually encouraging me. But, you know, it was just before this happened. And in the midst of it, that's when I was writing the song. So he already knew what was going to happen and had me writing something that was going to encourage me.
To uplift you. Okay. That's right. That's our God.
Sometimes you have to encourage others while you're encouraging yourself.
Yes.
That's right. And sometimes you'll be writing and you're thinking it's for you, but it'll be for someone else. At that moment.
Yeah, and I like just to like just thank Carla, you know, EOTM, for, you know, allowing me, because they're having the award show, EOTM Awards, August 4th, and this will be my first time singing since the open heart surgery that I had a year ago today. I was on my deathbed a year ago today.
It's going to be awesome, y'all. It's going to be awesome. And I'd like to thank her, too, because I've been nominated as the the gospel female artist of the year, and I'm just thankful to be nominated.
I am
grateful for being nominated. She's a blessing.
Yes.
Well, Ron, I'd like you to tell the listeners, and you know, just what you want them to know in regards to what's coming up for Ron Antoinette and Wolf Entertainment, EOTM and EOTM.
Yes, just to be supportive in what's going on. And I would really like for anybody that followed the story to please write a letter. You can send it to me, and I'll forward it to Paul Howard about this teacher. It's my email address is rahnantoni music@gmail.com. And you can reach me there and on Facebook as well as facebook.com/RAHNANTHONI. I just really want, you know, a lot of people ask for money here, money there. I'm going to tell you, honest, I have not been able to work since this heart attack. I have no money, but God has supplied everything.
Yes.
I never ask people. It's like God just provided. But I just want people to really just send a letter, send an email, so I can, you know, help these other kids that are allegedly still being abused in Roswell High School. Because that's my main focus now. My son, he's with his father, so I want to look out for all these other kids that are here. And if this touch your heart, just please, just send a letter. I mean, that's all I ask for. If you want to donate, you can send it to my PayPal. And that's the same email address, rahnantoni music@gmail.com. And those funds will go to help these other kids. And that's my prayer.
All right. Okay, Ron. We thank you for being on our program. God bless you and bless everything that you're doing. And you keep your head up.
Thank you.
Because your healing is on the way. And you know you already healed through the blood of Jesus. So.
Yes.
You go forth and you be great in what you do.
Just reach up and get it.
Yes, and hold on.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
God bless
you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. God bless you. Oh, Mr. D, that's awesome. That's an awesome testimony. There's so much going on. So much going on in him, his body and stuff. He's still going on.
I'm just believing
you know God loves us. He loves us with an unfailing love. What'd you say, Minister D?
I said, I'm just believing that God's going to open some doors and he's going to recover everything that he's lost, financially, physically, spiritually, and all.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, God loves us with an unfailing love, and we're going to go to another song, Unfailing Love, by Glory Pope.
That's my jam.
Every day I
I'm feeling love. Oh, yeah. We have
Happy
a
Mother's Day
that's calling in right now.
Happy
Southwest.
Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Thank you. And who may we be talking to?
This is Tracy and Tasha.
Medea.
Tammy.
Those are my children. Thank you so much for calling in, Minister D. We got the crew on the phone.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, how you doing, Mr. D?
How you doing, ladies?
How you doing?
Look, what y'all do for Mother's Day?
We waiting on her now. She come over here so she can party with her children.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to a party, y'all.
Well,
not to mention the daughters did go to church with her this morning.
Yes, they did.
We're waiting on you to
did.
Come so you can get in the soul train line. That's what we're waiting on. We're waiting on you to come on, come back. So we can see you.
You're wrong for putting that on the air because nobody knows that I've been down low. So nobody knows. We want to thank y'all for calling. Thank y'all for calling us. Thank you.
Love you very much.
Y'all take care.
See you later, Mr. D.
Clown.
Peace.
But God is good. God is good. When you know your children thinking about you, you feel a little bit better. A little bit better, I tell you. Well,
sure.
We got another.
I told your children.
What you say, Minister D?
I said, I know your children. Now, I
know,
one
my
of
children.
I know your children. Feeling crap
love
out. But,
hey.
That's
all
right.
All in being a mother.
That's
well,
all right.
You all, it's all right. Isn't it all right? We have a song from J.R. Reynolds.
Okay.
You remember J.R. Reynolds?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember the song?
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
I don't remember no titles. I just know the song.
How it go? ATL Pray?
That's the hip-hop song.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think that's the hip-hop song.
That's right. Okay, well, we're going to bring that in right about now.
That's the one I like talking.
Yes, sir.
Time for us to pray. Take me down, take it.
Children in ATL and anywhere else in the world, not just the United States, because our children, I'm telling you, are being exploited, manipulated, and everything else. And we have to stay on our knees. That's how we stand on our knees.
Yes, yes, yes. Especially in a time like real quick, just want to send out a condolences to Bishop Wiley Jackson and his family. He lost his younger brother earlier this week due to a home invasion.
His younger who?
His younger brother.
Really? Oh.
Yes, due to a home invasion. So, I pray, that God keep them in at this time and that he will unleash his wrath upon the perpetrators. When you kill someone, you take someone's brother, you take someone's father, you've taken someone's son.
That's right. That's right.
You know, that a lot of people love very much. So
mm-hmm.
it's in the world that we live in. So it's just, I would tell everybody just keep the faith and make sure your anchor is tied up in Jesus, because he's the only world that we live in due to the violence and the perversions and all the other things that are coming, that's come about so rapid now. So just know that the way, and our prayers are with the Jackson family.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I am very fond of Bishop Wiley Jackson. I surely am, and I hate to hear that. But we pray for his strength, and God will strengthen him, I tell you, and his whole family. Mr. D, you want to just do a shout-out? Is your mom living?
Oh, yeah, my mom alive and kicking, in great health.
Right.
Matter of fact, when we looked at each other, they think she's my sister. So I don't know if that's a compliment to her or insult to me. I don't know which one.
Okay, heard that. You should have had her on today. You should have had her on in the studio today.
And not only my mother, shout out to my sister. She has two beautiful kids. I call them my babies. So she's your mother as well. Two vibrant, young, energetic babies. Charles, 4 years old,
she said. Well, honey, I know children, when people tell me about, I just had this child, I just had that child, I just say, oh, God bless you, because I have 23 grandchildren.
Oh.
And I have three children and two stepchildren, and on my side is the one who had the most children. And I'm like, I see so many kids every day. I mean, I know it's hard for me to get so totally excited when they're just having their first one. And I'm like, God bless the children. Because when they try to come all at one time, I'm like, oh, my goodness. Give me
so you had to buy. You had to buy Christmas gifts for all the rascals, huh?
Let's not rub that in. Because, I have to start Christmas 2 years from the date.
Well, you know, baby, I bought your gift back in 2009. I'm just not getting around to it.
And it seems like every day is someone's birthday. They pass there by their mom and come straight to grandma. Look, oh, grandma, it's my birthday tomorrow. I said, well, didn't you just have a birthday? No, that was so and so and so birthday. I said, well, didn't they just have? And that was the other day. That was, I'm like, oh, I can't keep up with all these birthdays.
You need to put all them on a chart on the wall. Say, look, the first five, y'all get a birthday gift this year.
Okay.
Next year, you won't get a gift
another 4 years, because the next five going to get a gift this year, and the next five going to get their gift in 2015. So you're
okay.
Not due for a gift now. Your next gift ain't due till 2018.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. They probably look at me like, that's all right. Don't worry about it, Grandma. That's all right. I'll be grown by the time I get my gift, so I'll probably be able to get you a gift.
Like I ever. All y'all feel free to buy me a gift every year.
Feel free. Feel freely free.
Matter of fact,
I tell you. Okay. We've had a wonderful time on Glorious Gospel Vibes today. We would still like to say happy Mother's Day to all the wonderful mothers and all the children that bless their mothers today. We bless you. We ask God to lift you all, to all the families up. And Minister D, would you like to close out with a prayer? Are we on our way out?
Well, just a short prayer. Just, Lord, just thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for allowing us to see the dawning of a new day. And most of all, we'd like to say thank you because in your word it says every day is a gift. We shout out to everybody. We love you. Good evening. Look to hear from you next week.
Praise the Lord.